before the meeting, one of the supervisors said it's too bad we have to do this, but it's something we feel is necessary for to maintain the safety of the county employees, as well as the safety of us, as well as the public.
That's Board Chair David Hintz asking for approval of the resolution at Tuesday's meeting. With a long list of shooting incidents across the nation, the Oneida County Sheriff's Department is putting together a training session for those in the courthouse, including everyone on the county board. Human Resources Director Lisa Charbonneau says the need is there.
When you look at what other employers are providing for training, I think this is very critical. There are a lot of things that we do in this building that affect people very severely. The courts are here, children's are removed from their parents, all kinds of things. So there are things that aren't always as positive. There's a lot of things that go on here that can cause anger.
In order for employees to take the training, the county board had to order it. The Building and Grounds Committee has been working on a plan for courthouse security. Vilas County recently began a new security procedure after new construction at the courthouse in Eagle River. Supervisor Bob Mott had a nearby experience when he taught at Nina High School.
And there's an active shooter alert, and they shut down the building, and at that time you had no idea if that shooter was in the building or someplace else. It was actually a domestic kidnapping where there was a shot involved about two blocks away. But the feeling you get when that announcement comes on is one that you'll never forget.
The trainings will be held over two Saturdays, so people will have options when to attend. The vote to have the training was unanimous. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.